The mayor's voice echoed no longer in the hallways of the orphanage. The children, who were hiding in their rooms, started wondering why Drop D wanted to find Annie so desperately. And they suddenly realized that she might have kept them. And if so, if Annie had told Drop D all of the boys' cheatings, then their punishment would be even harder. Some of the children, certain that she had gotten the part of the mayor so as to escape her own punishment, started talking against Annie. After a while, everyone got carried away and started heading to her room full of rage, determined to reveal her treason. When they opened the door of the dark room, they saw the outline of a shadow sitting on the wheelchair. The children's words were so harsh and unfair. They were trying to express their anger, the injustice they were feeling deep inside. As their accusations were becoming more and more severe, the shadow started budging. But all of a sudden, the children got frozen when, instead of Annie, they saw a weird figure getting up off the wheelchair and coming out of the dark. Mr. Funker's eyes, full of rage and his spooky voice, his words confused the children. He started walking towards them in a more and more aggressive way until his angry mind got blurred by all these lies against Annie. He grabbed the boy's neck with fierce and started squeezing. The boy got paralyzed by fear, but Mr. Funker wouldn't let him off his hands until a voice echoed in his head, "Annie, stop."